Remote mines rely heavily on fly-in, fly-out workforces, but new research suggests the practice of flying-in workers is damaging local communities. From Brisbane, Deborah Nowlan reports.
Rob Davis has been working at mines on and off for the past 20 years. He's now working at Roxby Downs in South Australia, but lives with his wife and children in Brisbane.
Fly in, fly out is not for everybody. It certainly doesn't suit some people. I've seen quite a few people over the years try it, and it wasn't for them, and that's fine. And for other people, it does suit them.
He works a 13-day shift, then spends 8 days at home, and he says the family won't be moving.
I wouldn't want to relocate my family to another state because of that. Close to home is where their friends, their family, and all their support network.
Many workers are against a permanent move because of high rents and the lack of affordable housing. New research released by the Queensland University of Technology has found the increasing reliance by the mining sector on fly-in workers is hurting local communities and mine workers. Research leader Professor Kerry Carrington says the study is the largest of its kind, and it included representatives from the mining industry and community organisations.
There needs to be some clear national leadership on this issue. Mining is an Australian interest, it's a national interest, there's competing public policy responses across jurisdictions, there's a moratorium in New South Wales, there's royalties for regions in Western Australia, but there isn't in Queensland, there's social impact in Queensland, but there's no social impact guidelines in Western Australia.
She says there's also the impact of drive-in, drive-out workers, particularly in Queensland's largest coal reserve, the Bowen Basin. And she says there needs to be a quota set for workers at each mine site.
25% per project would certainly work. Social licence for mining companies to do that, that's very strong and basically uncontested. But anything above that, there would have to be very serious consideration being given to mitigating the negative consequence.
There's been a strong campaign by local communities in the Bowen Basin to ensure they continue to survive. Kelly Vivi is from Queensland Mining Communities.
What we're going to see is us going down along the roads to Western Australia, and we're going to see our mining communities turn into mere bus stops on the roads.
The Queensland Resources Council says the mining boom has seen an increase of permanent residents in mining communities. CEO Michael Roach says there needs to be balance in the debate.
These are communities that are getting a lot of oomph from the mining industry. We know that in the Isaacs area, where Moranbah is, there was about $1.2 billion spent by mining companies in that local government area last year. Further south in Central Highlands, $1.5 billion spent. This is in wages and salaries and in goods and services purchased.
But Rob Davis says the cost of living in mining towns is too expensive, and the availability of medical facilities and hospitals is another reason he prefers to live in the city.
I've stayed in the camps in the Blackwater region quite a lot. Now, I guess I can understand that. It really does create a very transient populace there. You don't really get to know too many other people in the region because you're only there for a set period of time and disappear again. And like I said, it's the cost of living and the available facilities.
A look at online job advertisements shows there's almost 3,000 mining jobs going in regional Queensland.
Deborah Nowland.